Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
I got you looking. How got you looking? On me, like I'm an incomplete pyramid. Cause my swag is on top. Yeah, I know y'all notice it. So far from limited. Platinum without a hit. My trip on that ride. That whole fence split. Acting like you on my team. When you the lion shit. Your fake game is weak. Hater, you need to quit. I work hard for what I got. And so deserving it. The best is in my future. Now that's a perfect fit. My swag balling. Rhyme swooshing. Like a chef, my verse is cooking. When I thrust, the bed shooking. It's my fault. Now she hooking. Her snatch is wet. While she tooking. Stuck on stoop, like she's from Brooklyn. I'm the best. Y'all still rookin'. Call my agent.
Matt Frankel, aka Big Stacks. I relaxed your mind and let your body reach climax. And even you, too, says I got J-Lo wet. Don't you know that this is a fucking set? MSSP, does that put you right? It's like medicine to make you feel alright. This beat like Hot Fire Part 2. It's Primo and the MSSP crew. And all the chicks say, they want it through, hit me, and skip the two. So now girl, you know what to do. So now girl, you know what to do.
Ooh yeah, hey, it's super beat up on this track. You be up in the club, kicking that ass. You know what they want, to smack that ass. Don't give it to them, I'll bounce right back. I'll give you a lucky experience. Never go ahead. The action section. Baby, wait in the back. I'll make it come so hard. You like, ooh, yeah. Thanksgiving. You real bad. Thanksgiving. You real bad.
Be easy. We got him on this one.
One and only Matt Big Stats Frankel, and you're tuned in to Big Stats Idol Hour.
That's right, you're listening to the station that's got him looking, and I'm your host, Matt Big Stats Frankel. And speaking of got him looking, that was Got Him Looking by the MSFP crew featuring the homie Primo. We got a great show for you today. We're about to reconnect with Lizzie Pope. We're going to call her right now and see how she's doing. So just hold on tight. Huh. Well, that was weird. Anyways, while we wait for her to call back in, here's Lizzie Pope with Little Darling.
Family sits on the dark gray porch. Shades of blue, shades of yellow, shades of green, and maybe red. They're singing a tune in their head, and this is what they said. Little darling, don't you cry. Little darling, don't you cry. Little darling, don't you cry. I caught a bus into the city, strumming my six-string guitar, a few riffs of Dylan, but that tune was in my head. Little darling, don't you cry. Little darling, don't you cry. Little darling, don't you cry. Wave goodbye now. Wave goodbye now. My family sits on the dark gray porch. Shades of blue, shades of yellow, shades of purple, and maybe red. They're singing a tune in their head, and this is what they said. Little darling, don't you cry. Little darling, don't you cry. Little darling, don't you cry. Everything will be all right. Everything will be all right.
We're going to give you an instant gratification. Oh, it seems like we just got our caller. Like we just reconnected. Hey, Lizzie, you there?
Yeah, I am. Yep.
All right. So remind us a little bit of the backstory on that song for those who weren't here the last time you were on air with us.
Oh yeah, sure. And you know, thank you so much for having me back on. I greatly appreciate it. The backstory on Little Darling is that I wrote that a few years ago, just to, you know, it kind of talks about. That talks about my family and growing up, and so within the song, I am the little darling. So probably my favorite part of the song is little darling, don't you cry, which is repeated throughout. So that's the backstory on the song.
All right. Now I was once wondering. Earlier, and I was wondering if it was possible to get like a couple minutes of a little acoustic set of stuff that you might be working on right now that we haven't heard yet.
Well, actually, you know what, I can do that. I just have to get out my guitar and everything. I have put out a new single just a few days ago, and it's kind of slowly picking up, and that is called Love Whispers, and I've been working on that for the last several months, I think, since the last time that I talked to you, and it is a different type of song for me to play, but and also too, it's a different, different song is that it's more kind of slowed down, more like a ballad type single. And it's a beautiful song. It really is, and I wouldn't mind playing that, or I can play something else.
That new single sounds really fascinating, and I think our listeners would really like to hear that.
Okay,
if we can toss it to. your song Undermine to give you some time to grab out your guitar.
Oh, yeah. That would be great. Yeah.
Here's Lizzie Poe with Undermine.
Song do you want to play for? Because it's a really long song, so I can just give everybody a snippet of it if that's all right.
Sure. However long.
However
you feel.
I want to do. Okay. So let me just go ahead and get started. Okay.
All right.
So for everyone listening, this is my new single called Love Whispers. I was walking on the river, then the river went dry. I thought I heard a voice that I couldn't comply. I turned my head and almost cried. In the distance, so far, it would lie. Mother always told me, don't trust lies. She said, listen to your heart. That's where the truth lays.
But my pa told me to fight. So that is the my new single. That's a snippet of it, of Love Whispers.
All right, and for people who follow you on Instagram and on YouTube and stuff, there's some very interesting stuff that's on there of just covers that you're fascinated with that you do on your pages. I mean, the other day we were reconnecting over a song that actually has a deep meaning to both of us. Madonna's
yep.
Like a Prayer.
Mm-hmm.
And I was wondering if either that song or another one of these covers that you've done that's gotten a good response, if we could get a live listen to one of them.
Oh, you mean you're talking about, okay. I know what you're talking about. You're talking about on my Instagram where you're saying the Madonna Like a Prayer. Did you want me to do a song like that or another song or?
No, I'm saying just
okay.
Performance of one of the ones that,
okay.
you know, has gotten a popular response
yeah.
of these covers.
I'm actually planning on doing that song, Madonna Like a Prayer. I'm planning to do a cover of that. So I'll have that up maybe sometime this weekend or next week so people can look on my YouTube or my Instagram page, and I'll put up the link for that.
All right. Well, in the meantime, do you think you could give us a little performance of what that might sound like?
Yeah, I can. I would. I don't mind doing. Oh gosh, I can do that one, or I can do, I've done an acoustic cover of, I know it's very popular, it's Adele's Hello, and I know people have listened to that so many times.
You know, I actually gotta say, Adele's Hello is, you know, I'm in hip-hop, and I gotta
yeah.
be honest, Adele's Hello is like, since it was released, has been my guilty pleasure song. So I would love to hear your cover of Adele's Hello.
Okay, yeah, I'll just do a little bit of it, kind of just without my guitar, because it's easier for me right now to do it that way.
All right.
Okay, I'll go ahead and do that. Hello, it's me. I was wondering if after all these years, you and I could go over everything. They say that time's supposed to heal you, but I ain't done much healing. Hello, can you hear me? I'm in California dreaming about things that used to be when we were younger and free. I have forgotten how it felt when the world was at our feet. There's such a difference between us and a million miles. So that's a little bit of a dose of love.
That was very lovely, but I was a little disappointed you didn't hit that one power note, you know, where she goes,
where she goes,
hello from me.
Yeah, I can hit that pretty well.
All right.
Yeah, I can hit those. I can hit that high note really good. That's a real, I love the, and you know, the way that that song, that's probably one of my favorite parts about that song is when she, is when that comes, when that part comes. That's really a, just a powerful song, and I really relate to it in a lot of different ways.
I can definitely understand that, and
yeah,
I kind of, I mean, people can, who, you can listen to it and relate to it in a straightforward
mm-hmm.
way, but you can
yeah.
all, but it can also be taken and put into new context
yeah.
that it doesn't necessarily
yeah.
have to be about a straightforward relationship breakup song.
No.
It can be about you know, just apply to someone you care about who's going through a tough time, and it's just a really powerful song that
yeah,
you know,
it is, and yeah, you're right, yeah, and you know what, I was gonna, I'm glad you brought up that point, because that's what I was gonna say, is that it relates to me in a different way than what you just, you know, mentioned about the relationship part. Because there have been times in my life where I've had some rough times. So that song really kind of brought that up a little bit, but in a positive way, you know, to,
right.
Yeah, yeah.
So, besides for Adele, who are some of the other contemporaries right now that you've been listening to and maybe even thinking about covering?
Yeah, there's been some other songs that I have really liked, and in fact, I've been kind of going a little bit back to some of the stuff that was like a little bit of old school R&B, and I've kind of also gone back into taking a look at, you know, the stuff that was put out in the 90s, like Pearl Jam.
Mm-hmm.
There's a song that I really liked that they put out called Daughter. That's a really great song. And then with the R&B, I love Babyface, and there's a song on one of his albums called Simple Days. So those are two songs that in the future I'll be putting out some covers on YouTube for that, for my channel.
But, yeah, I definitely can see that. And, you know, it's interesting when you take something that's out of its normal realm of music
yep.
and put it into a different realm. Like, I actually have one, you know, yeah, I do hip-hop, so it's, but I actually have an arrangement of the T-Pain song Buy You a Drink, but it's,
really?
It's more of a piano arrangement, like a candlelight
mm-hmm.
piano.
Yeah.
So that I've been working on. So it always fascinates me. And I mean, I think the most interesting one that I gotta say that I've heard that's actually been released is there's actually a guy out there, I'm not sure if you heard of him, but basically he sings like an old-fashioned crooner, like a Frank Sinatra, but he takes contemporary songs that aren't intended to be sung like that and sings them like that. And he's got one where, and it's the trippiest thing to listen to, and I highly recommend looking it up. Richard Cheese, Gin and Juice.
Okay, never heard of it. Never heard of that song. Yeah, I can.
Well,
take
the
a look,
the original
that
was a Snoop Dogg song, so.
Oh wow! Okay.
So to take something that's a straight up rap song and to take it so far out of its genre, you know, it shows some good imagination and creativity.
Yeah, it does.
And definitely, there's been great R&B songs. What's even interesting is I was reading a post, Dolly Parton, and when you really think about it, Dolly Parton, besides for writing one of Whitney Houston's greatest hits ever, "I Will Always Love You."
Yep.
If you research the song from the Bullworth movie "Ghetto Superstar," that
yeah.
song is actually based off of a Dolly Parton song called "Islands in the Streams."
Oh yeah, you know I have heard "Islands in the Stream" by some other artists covered it, and their version was good, but I do like Dolly Parton. I think that she's a wonderful country artist, and I have heard that. I've heard "Islands in the Stream" performed by her, and then I have heard the "Ghetto Superstar" one, and that one's really good too. So
right. I want to give the listeners an encore listen to one of these two songs that we got here before we proceed, but I want you to decide which song that we should give them an encore listening to. "Undermine" or "Little Darling"?
"Undermine" would be great because, I mean, they're both popular songs, but "Undermine" has been in over 10 countries right now, playing on many different radio markets. So it's been a terrific success. So let's go ahead and play that one. That would be great.
Here, once again, this is Lizzie Pope with "Undermine." Check out her if you want to know more about Lizzie Pope and her story, that you guys should go on the Big Stats Idle Hour homepage and scroll back to to her first appearance on this show, we really dived in deep with some serious questions, and I think it explains a lot more about Lizzie and her story. But before we sign off for today, if you were to, since you still have your guitar on you, if you were to give us, you know, just one more song, just about, you know, just how you've been feeling right now with the new music, and if you were to express it in a since you do these covers in a using a contemporary song, and the challenge is that the answer, if you could answer the song, the question with the song, with the performance of the song. That might have came out a little confusing, but do you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, it did kind of come out. It did kind of come out confusing. Could you re-explain that a little bit?
All right. So basically, I'll just sum it up this way. I was wondering if you could perform us one more song, but have it be something that pretty much is a theme for, yeah, how you're feeling with this new project. Since you do all these covers, if you could give us one last cover before we close out the show for today.
Yeah, sure. Let me see here. I'm trying to think of a really good. You know what? I was thinking about doing, and I'll do it acapella again. I'll do a little bit of Madonna's "Like a Prayer." Because I think that it kind of sums up a little bit of how I'm feeling about my new material, my other projects that I'm working on. So I'll do a little bit of that. Okay, here we go.
All right.
Life is a mystery. Everyone must stand alone. I hear you call my name, and it feels like home. When you call my name, it's like a little prayer. I'm down on my knees, I want to take you there. In the midnight hour, I can feel your power, just like a prayer. You know I'll take you there. I hear your voice, it's like an angel sighing. I have no choice, I hear your voice. Feels like flying, I close my eyes. Oh God, I think I'm falling out of the sky. I close my eyes, heaven help me.
Wow. You have no idea when you were doing that how hard it was for me not to sing along, to the point that I was probably singing along at a very soft whisper tone.
Yep. Yeah.
I was thinking about asking if you wanted to do a duet of that live on the radio, but somehow I don't know if it would translate right with us not being in the same room.
Yeah.
Alright, so I want to remind our listeners that you guys can check out past and present episodes of Big Stats Idol Hour by going to BigStatsIdolHour.com or by going to our parent website, MSFPInc.com. That's MSFP www.bigstatsidalhour.inc.com, where you can check out past and present episodes of Big Stats Sidal Hour, hear music by my group, the MSFP crew, as well as music that I produce, see all the projects I'm involved with. And while you're there at MSFPinc.com, that's MSFPINC.com, there are two very important buttons, if you scroll down to the bottom, that are really important to us. One of which is my music partners, Skippa's GoFundMe campaign. We're raising money to help the fight against people afflicted with rhabdomyolysis, which is a muscular disorder that affects the kidneys and causes confusion. We are also continuing our efforts with our beautiful yellow donate button in the creating and founding of the Big Stats Cares Foundation, which benefits special needs children through music education. So both of those causes are really important to us. So click and donate. And once again, I want to thank our guest, Lizzie Pope. And once that single comes out, we'd love to have you back on again.
Yeah, that would be great.
And we're going to sign out now, and I'll catch you all on the flip side. Later.